Good morning. It's 9 o'clock, straight up. At, what is it, the 12th of April, 2017. I'm a little breathless because I was pumping. Gosh, I had tunes jamming along. It's 50 degrees, sunny day. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. I got stuff done today already. It's 9 o'clock. I'm gonna lose several pieces of the day over the course of the day, but I made my goal today for markup in South Coast already. My goal was 140 pages done. I'm gonna do 70 more pages tomorrow. I'll have 70 more pages for Friday, and then I can work on getting the changes loaded up. I made a mistake somewhere when I was doing find and replaces. I made an error in taking out the spaces after apostrophes. So it was for contractions. And what happened was, in South Coast, there are a lot of dropped G's. So any ing word has the potential for dropped G in dialogue. And anytime that G gets dropped, apostrophe goes in and the space came out. So yeah, that's a problem. I don't know what I'm going to do. Actually, I do know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go into the ebook and make all the changes in the ebook, because the ebook is right. And if I make the changes in the ebook, then I can regenerate and republish the ebook and then do a wholesale conversion from ebook to paperback. Again. I think she's coming in here, but she may be just stopping to look at her phone. I don't know. Yep. I hate it when cars slow down and then don't put on blinker lights, don't give me any indication of what the hell they're doing. So yeah, today has been full of wind so far. The attention being given to the cover is interesting. Still being given to the cover. The opportunity for beta readers. I think people expect that I have a list, and I keep a list. That when they say keep me in mind for the next time, that I put them on a list or something. That's not how it works. It's not like you have to follow me all the time. It's not like I have to be on top of everything every day. I did accept beta readers right up until Tuesday before the Wednesday was due. I might have sent out a couple later than that, but betas are... betas have short turnaround. Betas have to be paying attention. Betas have to have free time. Betas have to be able to respond quickly. And if you can't answer the call quickly, how am I supposed to believe you don't have the time to answer, read, or respond to the story quickly? So I'm trying not to talk about the story itself, because, spoilers, there are people who are on this podcast who did not get a beta read, and I don't want to spoil it for them. So I don't want to go talk about for the rest of the day, because the rest of the walk, because this is... Other than Overwatch, which is stupidly, stupidly fun. You go out, you die, you go out, you die, you go out, you die. Maybe you win, maybe you lose. You get paid either way. You get paid better if you win, but... Who's gonna get the cards? Oh, run that stop sign. Holy cow. Didn't even slow down, didn't even have brake lights on. So now you're going to stop at the next intersection where there is no stop sign. Okay, clever. Don't usually see them actually run that stop sign. So I have had some food that was overly sweet. It's giving me heartburn. I need to pay attention to what's going into the stomach until I can get this back under control. I've eaten way too much sweet stuff. I had a glazed apple fritter, which is basically a cinnamon bun with a little bit of apple in it. This is not what I usually think of when I think of apple fritters. The glazing on it just makes them too sweet. And sticky. I really don't like sweet that much in the morning, and yet it was there, it was handy, it was fast. I needed something to put in my belly. So I could settle down to doing the markup. So the beauty of this so far is that for the most part I have achieved all of the goals that I wanted for the day. The only thing I haven't done yet is meditate. The meditation exercise on creativity is a little bit... It's a little bit like focus. It's a little bit like depression. Same visualization. Same visualization of a golden spark expanding to cover the globe. I don't know if it helped or hurt. Well, it doesn't hurt, but I don't know if it helped or not, but the exercise, the 10 minutes of eyes closed, focused on breathing, paying attention to, what are the three things? Sensation, emotion, and tension. A lot like the meditation I do in the morning when I walk. Say it. Monk post. Because quite often what I'm focused on is the sensation. This morning it's beautiful, warm, golden sun. Oh my goodness. The emotion, which is right at the moment pretty charged up, quite excited. I'm feeling good about having done the work this morning, having gotten 90% of what I wanted to accomplish today done. There's a fresh pebble. I want that pebble. I've seen that pebble 4 days in a row. There we go. I'll add it to my Zen garden. And the intention to be well, the intention to be here now, to experience the walk, whether it's warm or cold. I tend not to come out when it's raining because I'm kind of a fair weather guy, but to be here, to make the walk, to do the talk, to talk to you. Because it helps me, and the healthier I am, the more likely it is I'm going to get that next book going. Because really, there's nothing for me to do except deal with South Coast and deal with the edits when they start coming in. Karen has got it. She's been working on it since yesterday. And I'm still getting little bits of feedback here and there. For the most part, it's all very good feedback. I think this is going to be a relatively popular next step in Ishmael's journey. So now I have to start thinking about Natalia and a book that I've titled Suicide Run. And of course the question is it going to stay Suicide Run? I don't know. There are several things that I've had in the back of my mind about what sort of suicide she might be. Running. When I set up in the NaNoWriMo in November, I had a log line for it that was something like, outfought, outrun, outgunned. Planning is overrated. I'm not sure I want to stick with that. I'm not sure that's where I'm going to go. Because there's stuff I want Natalia and Zoya to do in this next book. That has to do with Dimitri Ruggieri. Ah, it's warm. It is quite warm.
It's really warm.
Degrees, 10 degrees warmer than yesterday. It's supposed to be up to 77 today, which is 77 degrees does not say spring to me. 77 says summer to me. But I'm also working off a different paradigm. My mental model of seasons is A, old, because I'm old, formed back in Maine. A little bit squirreled up by living in Kodiak for a year and a half, where we had a lot of freezing rain, we had a lot of rain, we had a little snow, there was a lot of ice, but it was only for a few months out of the year. You think of Alaska, you think, oh my, out of the land of the ice and snow. Not quite. it's in the mainland, I'm sure it's very different. And I know it's very different in the mainland. City workers here are still testing the sprinkler system. Trudging along, trudge, trundle. I think next what I have to do is fix breakfast, because I need some protein. I need some unsweetened carbs. I need some regular carbs to counteract the sugar. And here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.